Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire. Hialeah, Florida, October 12th, 2023. Derek Rosa is 13 years old. He's an 8th grader and receives straight A's. At 11:30 p.m. on a Thursday night, Derek calls 911.
Excuse me.
Can I
speak English?
I speak English. How can I help you?
Can you bring the police over here where I live?
What is your address?
I don't know my address.
Are you by yourself with your mom?
Yes, no. My baby sister's here, so she's sleeping.
Did you kill your mom? Okay, where is the knife right now?
I put it... Let me check. Wait. I put it on the floor inside of the... Wait, no. Where is it? I can't find the knife.
The knife in question is a pink knife with a silver tip on the handle. I was able to track the exact knife down at Walmart. It's a large kitchen knife you'd use to cut chicken. The knife would later be photographed stained with blood, the tip of the knife broken off.
You can find it. Where is your sister?
She's in her crib sleeping. I cannot
hear her. How old is your sister?
She's only like a week old.
Okay, and you did not touch her, correct?
No, I did not touch her. I didn't want to touch my sister.
Okay, I need you to go and find me your address, because I don't know where you are right now, okay?
Okay, try to find a mail.
Okay, try to find a mail, please, can you?
I'll try.
I need to know if your mom is breathing.
She's dead, miss.
Okay, and what did you do then?
There's blood all over the floor.
Okay, why did you kill your mom?
My stepdad, he has two guns. He has a Glock 19, and he also has a Beretta something.
Is your stepdad...
And he has Glock 19 with him.
Does your stepdad live there with you?
The Beretta? I have the gun with me. I was going to shoot myself, but I didn't want to.
Okay, is your stepdad there with you?
My what?
Your stepfather.
No, he's a truck driver. And he's driving trucks far away.
And do you have guns in the house?
Only one, but he has another one with him.
Okay, so you have a gun. Where is the gun right now?
It's in the living room. I loaded it. I pulled back the slide, but I did not shoot.
Okay, the gun is locked or is in the living room somewhere?
Yeah, no, I have it right here on the couch. Do I get rid of the bullet, not shoot it. Pull back the slide.
Do not touch anything. Okay, leave everything how it is. I need you to get me the address.
Someone's calling my mom. What do I do?
Don't pick up. I need you to get me your address. That's what I need.
Okay. I'll try to find it. Wait. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm trying to look for it.
Okay, do you think there's something that we can do for your mom?
I'm trying for my mom.
Yes.
I'm looking through her drawers right now. Can't find any papers. But wait. I'm going to see my stepdad's name.
Your stepdad's name?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. What's his name?
It's Frank Ramos.
I need to know that you don't have any guns or any knives with you.
There's a knife in my room and there's a gun in the living room.
Okay, I need you to stay away from them. Can you put them in a safe place away from where the officers can see them? Can you put them away?
So where do I go? Shit, I'm sorry. I saw something fell and it scared me. I'm sorry, miss.
What happened?
Something fell from my mom's room and it scared me.
Something fell from what, sir?
It was, she has a handbag. I wonder if her handbag fell.
Okay, not a problem. I need you to put everything away, okay? I don't have anything in your hand.
Okay, but can I have my phone in my hand?
You can have your phone in your hand. Yes, you can.
I think I might have found this mail.
Okay, what does the mail say?
The address. I think I found it.
May I have it, please?
I don't know how to read it, though.
That's fine. Just give me numbers. Whatever you see.
I see Hialeah, Florida, and then it says, what?
I need you to stay with me on the line, okay? Do not hang up, okay?
Okay. Do I stay in the living room with a gun or no?
No. Do not touch anything. Okay. Do not touch anything. I don't want you to have anything in your hands, okay?
Okay, do I drop the mail?
You can put the mail to the side. Just have your phone with you, okay? Just stay with me on the line. Where is your sister? Your sister still there?
She's sleeping,
okay.
Yeah. Excuse me, miss, what do I do if she wakes up?
If you wake up, just let me know. I need to know. Do you think we can help your mom?
Miss, she's dead. And my stepdad's calling me. Do I answer?
No, stay with me on the line until the officers get there, okay? I'm sending you help.
Okay.
Just 14 days earlier, 39-year-old Arena Garcia gave birth to her daughter and Derek Rose's half-sister. Arena ran an Instagram that primarily featured pictures of nails she styled. Judging by the pictures, she did a great job. A picture posted to her Instagram on September 7th features Irina. She's dressed in pink maternity clothes and fully pregnant. Her son and the father of her child with their hands on her stomach. She looks happy and, frankly, beautiful. She was celebrating a joyous occasion, bringing a daughter into the world to light up her life, give her meaning. Within a few months, she would be stabbed 46 times. And allegedly by the loving son in her picture.
Miss, do I sit in the living room or not?
Stay in the living room. Stay there where you are. Do not touch anything else.
Okay, miss. Miss.
Yes.
I have more family members. They can take care of my sister.
I understand. Your sister will be in good hands, okay? Let's just worry about you now, okay?
Okay. Miss.
Yes.
I took pictures and I told my friends about it. Was that bad?
You told who about it?
My friends.
Your friends? Did you send pictures to your friends? So what you did?
Yeah.
Images released by the Miami-Dade District Attorney's Office would later show a picture Derek sent to his friend. In the image, Derek is wearing a dark shirt and glasses. He's holding his hand in a rock star salute. His hand is covered in blood, and he's sticking his tongue out.
Okay, do you see the officers?
What do you mean? They're right here.
They're not
I see officers. Do I leave?
No, do not leave. Do not leave. Stay there where you are in your apartment. I'm going to tell you when you can come out, okay? Do not have anything in your hand, okay?
I'm going to stay in my living room.
Stay in your living room. Only have your cell phone, okay? Stay with me on the line.
Okay, miss. I touched a lot of things in the house. Is that bad? Was that bad?
That's okay. That's not a problem, okay? That's not a problem. Just stay with me on the line, okay? Why did you do this to your mom? Can you tell me why?
My stepdad's calling my mom. I can hear the phone.
Okay, do not pick up the phone. Just stay with me on the line. Concentrate, okay? Stay with me. Do you need fire rescue? Are you hurt?
No, I'm not hurt. I just have a little bit of blood on my hands.
You have blood in your hands?
Yeah. Miss, how did the baby get here so fast?
Because this is a life-threatening emergency. So we get to places fast. We're there to help you, okay? We're going to help you and your sister, okay?
Okay.
Who did you send those pictures to?
My friend. I don't know his real name because he is an online friend who I play with a lot. I didn't delete the pictures off my phone, but I sent them to him. And I told him that I was sorry, and then I said goodbye. I'm okay. I'm really sad.
I understand. We're here to help you, okay? We're going to help you. We're going to help your sister, okay?
Okay.
I know you didn't mean to do none of that you did, okay?
Okay.
We just want to make sure that you're okay.
I'm okay. My mom's not okay. She's dead.
I understand that. We're going to try to see if we can still try to help her.
Okay.
Okay?
According to Derek, his original plan was to kill himself after killing his mother. That's why he told his friend goodbye and sent what I believe to be a mask-off picture. But planning and following through are two separate things. Our alleged killer may have found it easier to brutalize his mother than to annihilate himself. Even worse, some theorize that if he went through with his suicide, that he would have taken his baby sister with him.
Okay, I was here, so she's probably not awake.
Okay.
I'm standing here in the living room with the door unlocked. Should I lock the door?
No, just leave the door unlocked. Just make sure you don't have anything in your hands.
They're knocking. You open the door.
They're knocking the door? Okay.
Look, open.
Stay with me on the line. Do not open. Do not open until I tell you to, okay?
Okay, tell me when to open, miss.
Okay, I just want to make sure that you have nothing in your hands.
I only have my phone, so I put my phone down.
Okay, do not put your phone down until I tell you to. I just want to make sure that you have nothing in your hands, no guns, no knives.
I don't have a gun or a knife. I put the knife in my room, and then the gun is in the living room. Miss, open.
Okay, stay with me on the line. Do not open until I tell you to.
Okay, miss, they're opening the door.
Do not open the door until I tell you to, okay?
They're opening it.
They're opening the door?
They moved the door handle and they said it was unlocked.
That's fine. Do not open until I tell you to open the door. And to make sure that you have nothing but your cell phone in your hands.
Miss, are they going to kill me?
No, they're not going to kill you. We're here to help you, okay? We're going to help your family, okay?
Okay. Miss, they said come outside. Do I come outside?
Okay, do not go outside. Stay with me on the line.
Okay.
Okay, just listen to me. Okay. Stay with me. I'm here.
Miss.
Yes.
My stepdad is a truck driver. Mm-hmm. So what is he going to do when he comes back home?
I don't know. Don't talk to him. Just worry right now about you and about your sister, and let's try to see if we can still help your mom, okay? You cut her neck? Okay. Where else did you stab her other than cutting her neck? Okay, listen, I need you to step outside, open the door slowly with your hands up, okay?
Okay.
Leave the phone on speaker.
Okay. So put it on the floor?
Put the phone on the floor and go outside with your hands up in the air.
Okay, miss.
Hearing him shriek out about the knocking and the bag falling over earlier fills me with a sense of disgust. Images from the baby monitor were later released. In the first image, Irina can be seen doting on her 14-day-old daughter, lying in bed with her on a quiet October night. The second image is startling. It's Derek Rosa leaning over the bed, hovering over his mother and staring into her face. This was moments before she was stabbed to death.
Just for the record, today's date is Friday, October 13, 2023, and the time is currently 2:40 a.m. And this is in regards to case, Joe, 2023.
Yeah, the case number is going to be 2023-02953, an incident that happened at apartment number 201.
Okay. For the record, my badge number is 1527.
And minus 958.
Setting the stage, our next location is a police interrogation room. There's a brown table and brownish yellow walls. Derek is wearing the same shirt from the picture he sent his friend, the same black framed glasses. 13-year-old Derek is about to be interrogated by two investigators. This is a moment that will remind you to always speak with an attorney. While I personally believe that Derek is guilty, I have to admit that hearing him being manipulated is a sleazy feeling.
You go to school, right? What grade are you in?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade?
Yeah.
Good student? A's and stuff like that?
A's and B's.
What reading class are you in right now? You know? What do you take?
I just take language arts.
Language arts? Okay. So you can read with no problem?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna read you something first, and then you can read it afterwards, okay?
Okay.
Before we ask you any questions, you must understand your rights. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court. If you have the right to talk to a lawyer for advice before we ask you any questions, and to have a lawyer present with you during questioning. If you cannot afford a lawyer, one will be appointed for you before any questioning if you desire. If you decide to answer these questions now without a lawyer present, you still have the right to stop answering at any time or until you talk to a lawyer. Waiver of rights. I have read the statement of my rights and I understand what my rights are. I am willing to make a statement and answer questions. I do not want a lawyer at this time. I understand and know what I'm doing. No promise or threats have been made to me. No pressure or coercion of any kind has been used against me. Okay? If there's...
Okay. This is the form right here, okay?
Okay.
Now, I want you to follow, actually to read here. Okay, read this little dot right here.
Aloud?
Yes.
Before we ask you any questions, you must understand your rights.
Okay, you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and initial this little dot for me. It means that you understand that. Yeah, just your initials.
I don't have initials. I just write my name.
Okay.
Whatever. Write your name?
Right here. Okay, read the second line.
You have the right to remain silent.
Okay. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Write your name again if you understand that.
Obscura is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listener, I have to admit, as I get older, I can be a bit of a loner. I find that large gatherings can leave me feeling exhausted. Yet, we all have responsibilities. Sometimes you have to be an adult, put yourself out there. That said, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery life. I've personally spoken with therapists during hard periods in my life. They've helped me get my head straight and confront my grief head on. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/obscura today
to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/obscura. Again, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/obscura today and get 10% off your first month.
American Criminal is a new true crime podcast from the studio behind American Scandal and American History Tellers. Every week, you'll fall deeper into the riveting stories of the country's most clever, craven, and cruel criminals. Fraud, theft, murder, and worse. Whatever the case, whoever the criminal, you don't know the whole story until now. The debut season tackles one of the most sensational cases of the 20th century, the Menendez murders. In 1989, young Lyle and Eric Menendez brutally shot their own parents. Prosecutors and the press said it was a multi-million dollar inheritance that led two greedy rich kids to murder. But the picture-perfect facade this Hollywood family built hid troubling abuse. Could these teenagers have been driven to kill? Or was it even in self-defense? Listen now. Go to AmericanCriminal.com or search for and follow American Criminal wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Read this line right here.
Anything you say can and will be used against you in court.
Okay. You understand that? Go ahead. The same procedure. Just go ahead and put your initials or your signature. Go on to the next line.
You have the right to talk to a lawyer for advice before we ask you any questions and to have the lawyer present with you during the questioning.
Okay, you understand that? Go ahead and okay, now right here.
If you cannot afford a lawyer, one will be appointed for you before any questioning if you so desire.
Okay, you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Signature. And this right here.
If you decide to answer questions now without a lawyer present, you still have the right to stop answering at any time or until you talk to a lawyer.
Okay, go ahead and initial right there. Okay, now read this whole paragraph.
I have read this statement of my rights, and I understand what my rights are. I am willing to make the statement and answer questions. I do not want a lawyer at this time. I understand and know what I'm doing. No promises or threats have been made to me. No pressure or coercion.
That's that we're forcing you to do something. You understand? Whatever you're doing on your own voluntarily basis, making an educated decision for yourself, okay?
Okay.
Keep on.
Coercion of any kind has been used against me.
Okay. Now, we are investigating an incident that happened, you know, where you called police, okay? Before we ask you any questions, we want to make sure that you know this. And if you want a chance to explain yourself, the only way that we would be able to take your statement is if you agree to talk to us without the presence of an attorney. If you do, go ahead and sign right here.
What's an attorney?
An attorney is someone that can represent you in legal matters. Okay.
You know what a lawyer is?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
One thing I find shocking is how calm Derek is throughout this interview. His mother was just stabbed 46 times, and allegedly by him. But Derek is calmer than I've seen people getting a speeding ticket. It's like any other day for him.
Derek, can you state your full name for the record?
Frank Evan Menzel.
Huh?
Frank Evan Menzel.
Yeah, everything, your full name.
Derek Steven Rosen.
What's your date of birth?
August 26, 2010.
What's your address?
I don't know my address.
Okay. What's your telephone number? You don't know it either?
No.
Okay. What type of phone do you have?
An iPhone.
An iPhone? What color is it?
It's blue.
It's blue?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you lived in that apartment there?
since I was 11, so 2 years.
2 years?
2 years.
Okay. Who lives there with you?
My mom. Now my sister. Because I had, my mom had a daughter a week ago.
Okay.
And my stepdad.
What's your sister's name? Okay. And your stepfather, do you know his name?
Yes.
What's his name?
Frank Ramos.
Frank Ramos. Okay. Derek, let's start with this morning. You slept at your house last night, right?
Yeah.
Do you go back and forth between staying with your mom and your dad or no? Or you usually just live with your mom?
It's really hard to explain. One weekend, I'm with my mom, and the other weekend, I'm with my dad. No, I'm not with my dad a whole week. Only 2 days.
Only weekends.
But not every weekend.
Where does your dad live?
Don't know.
You don't know? But is it in Miami, down here somewhere?
It's in Broward.
In Broward?
Yeah.
Okay. But last night you slept at your mom's house?
Yes.
Okay. You got up this morning and...
Went on my bus, my school bus.
You went to your school bus?
Yes.
What school do you go to?
iMatter Middle High.
iMatter Middle High?
Yeah.
Middle okay, that's over there on 20th Street, right?
Yes.
And what grade are you in?
8th grade.
8th grade? Honor classes?
No.
No? So, tell me about your day in school. Regular day at school?
It was regular. I didn't do too much work.
You didn't do too much work?
No.
Regular release day, time, and stuff like that? How do you get there, in bus?
Yeah.
Okay. You got back?
On bus.
On bus?
Yes.
Okay. And then, you were home the whole day? Or did you leave?
I stayed home after school.
You stayed home after school?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get into what happened tonight. Do you communicate with people over the phone? Were you talking? Tell me what happened tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Well, at around like 10, I went to bed.
Okay.
My mom did too.
Is that your regular time?
Like
9?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys, explain to me about the apartment. You have your own room?
Yes.
And your mom?
Yes, she has her own room.
She has her own room. And your sister?
She stays in the same room as my mom.
Stays in the same room as your mom? And tonight, who was all there?
Me, my mom, and my sister.
Okay. So you went to sleep around 10?
10.
Okay. And then what?
I woke up.
You killed her? All right. What type of knife was it? Do you know?
It was just a big size kitchen knife.
That big?
Yeah.
What color was the handle?
Purple.
Purple?
Yes.
Okay. Your mom was sleeping?
Yes, she was sleeping.
Okay. Explain to me. Well, we'll get into that a little later. What did you do after you killed her?
What's interesting coming up is that Derek claims that he decided not to kill himself and then started messaging his friends. But at other times, he claims that he told his friends goodbye with the intent on killing himself. I believe that this contradiction can be solved with some simple logic. I believe it was the latter, that he sent the pictures because he thought he was about to die anyway, but then he chickened out. And that would explain why he awkwardly would have to go on and explain to a 911 operator that he sent the pictures.
My stepdad has, he owns 2 guns. He has a Glock 19.
Okay.
And then, I don't know what to call it, another one.
Okay. What color are they?
The Glock 19 is black, and then the other one has a silver slide and then like a dark bluish handle.
Okay. So what did you do with the guns?
He always has his Glock 19 with him at all times. Mm-hmm. And since he's a truck driver, he was at home, he was far away.
Okay.
So I went into the closet. Mm-hmm. I found his bag because he goes shooting at gun ranges.
Okay.
I grabbed the gun. I put the magazine in the gun. Okay. I pulled back the slide, but I didn't want to shoot myself.
Okay.
I intended to shoot myself before, but I couldn't.
Okay. And then what did you do?
I decided to call my friends to tell them what happened. And then I said goodbye to my friends.
You called them before you decided to try to shoot yourself or afterwards?
After.
Okay. How many friends did you call?
Only one.
What's his name?
I don't know his real name. He's an online friend.
He's an online friend?
Yeah.
When you say online friend, what do you mean? From video games?
Yes, from video games. I know him real well.
Okay. How long have you known him?
Since like I was 10. 3 years.
3 years? Have you ever met him?
No. I've seen his face.
You've seen his face?
Yeah.
So how did you communicate with him?
My cell phone.
Through your cell phone. So you have his number?
Yes.
And you don't have him stored under a certain name, or you have him stored under a gamer tag?
I have him. I made up a name for him.
You made up a name for him? Yeah. What name did you make up for him?
Sweden.
Sweden?
Sweden. S-W-E-E-D-E-N.
Okay. How often do you talk to Sweden?
Every weekend.
Every weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. So you called Sweden. And what did you tell Sweden?
I told him what I did.
What exactly did you tell Sweden when you say what I did? Did you tell him how? Or no? How you killed her or no? Okay. Did you send them any pictures?
Yes.
How many pictures did you send them?
I sent them two of my mom and one of me.
Okay. What did he tell you?
He said he couldn't believe it.
Hearing that, he sent pictures of his dead mother to his friends, single-handedly erased the remaining sympathy I had for Derek. This is the woman who raised him. He watched his mother nurture his sister to life over 9 months, sat there and took pictures smiling with her. And he watched his mother dote on his baby sister for 14 days. Not only did he allegedly end her life, he went on to send the pictures of her desecrated corpse to friends like you would a funny meme. I've been charitable to younger people on this podcast in the past. Recently, I covered a 12-year-old girl who stabbed her sibling in an altercation, killing them. She seemed so genuinely remorseful and unsure what happened that I was able to maintain a level of sympathy for her. There was enough space to doubt her intentions as evil, and possibly see what she did as some adolescent nightmare, some momentary abomination of a moment in which a flick of her wrist changed her life forever. With Derek's alleged killing of his mother, I don't believe that he feels bad that he killed her. I think he's only upset that he's caught, that it became too real, that he couldn't pull the trigger and go out like an edgelord, and that he's left on Earth to face the consequences of his actions. Derek strikes me as someone who became Discord sick, someone who became irony poisoned by internet chat groups in the dark hours of the night, and this led him down the path to evil.
Does Sweden live down here in Florida?
Yeah, real far.
Real far?
Yeah. Okay. In America, though.
In America?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you hung up the phone?
I said goodbye.
Okay, and then what did you do?
I was going to shoot myself, but I said I didn't want to do that. And I called 911.
Okay. And what did you tell 911? Okay. And they kept you on the phone?
Yes. Until the cops came.
Until the cops came. Do you remember what else you told the 911 operator?
My address, my name, what I was wearing.
Okay.
And my age. And my date of birth.
Were you wearing the same clothes you're wearing now?
Yeah.
There's some red stains there. Is that blood? think it is. Okay.
I have a little bit of blood on my hands.
On your hands too?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever make your way to your sister?
Killing her?
No.
Touching her?
Touching her?
No.
No?
I left her alone. She was sleeping and she didn't wake up, so I didn't touch her.
Okay. Alright. Let's get back to your mom. Okay, you said she was sleeping.
Yes.
Okay. Where exactly did you cut her? Okay. And you purposely went for the artery? When you cut her? Okay. Was there a lot of blood after? Okay. Did you tell her anything before you stabbed her? Did you say anything? But she didn't wake up when you... She was asleep when you stabbed her.
What curse words did you say?
Okay. And then she woke up?
Yes.
Did you say anything else to her? Did she say anything to you or no?
No, she just screamed.
She just screamed?
Yes.
Okay. Why did you stab your mom?
Can I go to the bathroom before I answer that?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Give me 1 second.
You want to thank him for me?
I have patrol tape. One thing, you said it was your online friend, right? What type of console do you have? Do you play them, or is it on the computer?
I play on a couple consoles. There's an Xbox in my living room. I have a Switch in my room. I have a VR headset in my room too.
Okay. And what type of games do you play?
Mostly fighting or shooting games.
Like what? Some?
Like Fortnite, Call of Duty.
Fortnite, Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your gamer tag?
It's just like Stock Tree.
What is it called?
Stock Tree.
Stock Tree?
1990.
Why'd you pick that name? Can you
spell that for me?
Yes.
Go.
S-T-O-C-K. Mm-hmm. No space. Capital T.
No space?
No space. Capital T.
Okay.
R-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
1-9-9.
Another 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
0.
Okay, so that's it. Stock Tree 1990, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to also go take you back to the... Did you call anybody else other than your friend?
I called my friend.
Okay. Did you post anything on social media?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
No, I did not.
Okay. Do you have social media?
I have Discord.
Discord?
Yeah. Oh,
that's like a video game thing, right? What's Discord?
It's like WhatsApp.
WhatsApp?
It's like that.
Okay.
That's Discord. D-I-S-C-O-R-D?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your username on that?
How old are you, Derek?
13.
And what grade is that? I forget.
8th grade.
8th grade?
Yes.
Okay. When the police got there, did you say anything to the police? That you were in
there? I asked about my sister.
You asked about your sister?
They said who was in there. I said my sister.
Okay. Did you say anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. So you were about to tell me the why. Why did you kill your mother? Do you know?
Do I have to say it now?
Yeah, get it off your chest. Absolutely.
I can wait for a lawyer.
Okay, at this point you want a lawyer?
Maybe not.
We can't. No, listen. Just so you understand, okay? You have mentioned or asked us, should you wait for a lawyer? We're not here to advise you on whether to talk to a lawyer or not. That decision is yours, okay? But if you are requesting a lawyer at this point, we can't interview you any further. You understand? We have to stop the interview.
Okay.
Do you want us to stop the interview?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Then this interview will end right now.
It is 3:05 a.m.
Okay. Thank you.
It seems that sometime during his restroom break, Derek got smart and realized he should speak to an attorney. His demeanor when he returned was completely different. I can't blame him, even if I want his court case to go poorly.
13-year-old boy accused of murdering his own mother back in court on Thursday.
For the first time ever, we heard his chilling confession to detectives. Janine Stanwood is in Miami with new details in this case.
I woke up, and I went to the kitchen. I grabbed one of the kitchen knives, and then I went to our room, and it's okay, you guys, I killed him.
The chilling interrogation video played in court. 13-year-old Derek Rosa allegedly confessing to brutally stabbing his mother, Irina Garcia, to death, and that he considered killing himself afterwards, but changed his mind. Family members in the gallery are sobbing.
Your mom was sleeping? Yes, she was sleeping.
Surveillance stills released by the state attorney's office show what appears to be the teen standing over her bed, gripping a knife.
Did you tell her anything before you stabbed her?
Were there wounds to her face?
Yes.
The homicide detective in this case detailing not only the victim's 46 stab wounds, but Rosa's reported actions leading up to the brutal crime.
Yes, on October 12 at 6 p.m., he did make searches on Google. Okay. He typed in the word, the carotid artery image diagram. What is the best place to stab someone? Is a small knife good for killing?
This hearing is to determine whether Rosa should be held in a juvenile-only facility as he awaits trial. A corrections corporal testified that because Rosa is a high-profile inmate, he's kept alone in his cell and supervised 24 hours a day. A psychologist says the teen has ADHD and that another doctor tested him on the autism spectrum and that Rosa was suicidal when he was first brought in. And the hearing resumes later this morning at 8:30 a.m. We're in Miami. I'm Janine.
Derek Rose's trial is currently underway, with Derek spending 5 hours in court for an evidentiary hearing. I'm going to cover the complete trial, including the sentencing. When the trial is finished, you can expect a follow-up episode to this case. For that conclusion, stay subscribed and keep your eyes peeled. For now, I thank you for listening, and keep the fire burning.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.